Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Hello and welcome to Opinionated Marketers. Today we're going to talk about one of the prospects for the future, which is lower economic growth, and what does that actually mean for us in the future as marketers and indeed as consumers. Joined with me today is Kieran Kapoor, CEO of the Cambridge Marketing College, and I'm Charles Nixon. There was an article a little while ago, and has been repeated a few times, that we are now looking at something like an estimated growth of 7% for this year, according to the OECD. The numbers will continue, obviously, to be tweaked, but one thing is certain, there is a recovery when it comes. However, the question, of course, is what does that actually mean? And should we be constantly looking for increasing rates of growth? One of the elements I think that has been discussed quite often in the lockdown and during the depths of the pandemic has been the fact that most people do not seem particularly happy with the way the world was working, whether it happens to be from a climate perspective, an inequality perspective, a racial perspective, and indeed sometimes also from the point of view of whether or not we were actually constantly consuming the world in order to feel not necessarily that much happier. So there are a lot of discussions now about whether or not we should be chasing a figure of growth or whether or not we should be looking to an index of happiness. What does this mean for marketers? Marketers are inherently the discipline that is looked at when understanding the marketplace, but it's also one that's looked for in order to drive corporate growth. So what does this mean for us, and is there now a moral dilemma? Kieran, what do you feel about buying things versus happiness?
Yes, it's interesting, Charles. One of the things the article says is that the UK economy is fueled by private domestic consumption, and it suggests that it's 65% of the UK economy and even more in the US economy. We're relying on consumers to spend, and therefore we're relying on what consumers want to spend on. And the growth previously has been driven very much by consumers wanting white goods. So suddenly everyone wants microwaves and washing machines and dishwashers and so on. And as we all rush out to buy these things, currently I think it's all garden furniture is what's driving the economy, as we're all trying to do home improvements, having been stuck at home. So we need that level of consumer consumption to drive the growth that we are hoping for. But there is a dilemma about whether consumers actually want to continue to do that or whether, despite the push in DIY, having spent so much time in lockdown, we're actually all starting to reevaluate our lives and go, well, do I really want to keep working to buy things, or do I now want to look at other things? Which slightly comes back to a conversation we had a couple of weeks ago about new generations and Gen Z wanting purpose in their life rather than just money.
Yes, indeed. I mean, the article quotes a trope, which is purpose over paycheck. And indeed, there are a considerable number of surveys which talk about the fact that many people are considering quitting their jobs because they either want a better life or indeed are not particularly happy with the life that they had before. There was an article in today's paper talking about the lack of people going back to cities for various reasons, working from home. And I think that there is an element here where there is a reset in people's mindsets as to what it is they actually want. They want to feel, obviously, reasonably healthy and safe. They also want to feel reasonably comfortably off. And the degree to which that is satisfied by most corporations' selling of the goods and services that they have has been something that's been the mainstay of nearly all economies over time. Our economy is particularly geared towards the selling of goods and services, especially services, over the last 20 years. And indeed, the service sector, of course, is the one that's been particularly badly hit by the pandemic. The question that we now have to think about is just the nature of those services. Have they actually altered? And people actually wanting lifetime value out of the service rather than just some transitory experience that they forget about very quickly. I think that there is a dilemma here for marketers. It is not the case now that just selling as much as possible, as we discussed with Boohoo the other week, is acceptable. It is now about whether or not we are selling something which is consciously right and, well, let's use that word, ethical. And people's tastes have changed. This glorious weather that we're having at the moment probably means that most people have got the windows open, which means people therefore understand what it's the air quality is like, may also consider what global warming is, and we now reconnect with our world outside, whereas when we're constantly in the rat race from home to commute to office, we very rarely get to engage with the outside world.
It does also lead back to what we discussed last week in the article that I have to say you panned, Charles, where I was talking about what gets measured gets managed. And it is going to, for marketers, this is an area where we have to start saying the way we are measured in marketing has got to be reconsidered. So if you're only valued as a marketer by the number of items that you sell, now is probably the time to be pushing back against that and going, no, that's not necessarily what our customers want, and that isn't what is going to drive our longevity as a business in future.
I thought that that was an interesting point, because the element that we have now is increasing sentiment analysis in social media, which should be able to give organisations a feeling of what, to you want of a better word, love is out there for their brands. That, I think, is increasingly important as we move from the pandemic period to whatever the future will be, that loyalty and following and liking of brands moves from being just a number of simple clicks to being word of mouth and sentiment in terms of the love that a brand is able to engender. And so I think you're absolutely right that the thing that marketers need to now be moving towards in their conversations with CEOs is that it's about long-term sustainability and medium-term growth. It isn't about short kickstarting of a rapid sales take-up. The element I think that we have now is if you've survived the lockdown, there will be growth. And you need obviously to refresh your coffers as an organisation. But you want to refresh your coffers in a way that gains long-term customers rather than just short-term sales. So the whole discussion about relationship marketing is rewritten and therefore needs to be revisited.
I could just imagine, I once interviewed Professor Malcolm McDonald, and he was complaining that marketing had become all about likes on Facebook. And I won't exactly repeat what he said at this time in the morning, but it was basically nobody else gives a funny laugh about your likes on Facebook, and marketers should stop being so anally retentive about it. That's probably the politest way I can put it. And at the time, he was absolutely right. This must have been going back nearly 4 or 5 years ago. But I think now it has changed. And yes, likes on Facebook probably aren't the way to be looking at things. But sentiment analysis, proper sentiment analysis, knowing how people actually behave to you, being open to customers coming and talking to you. I don't like hearing about companies that say we never get complaints, because if customers ain't complaining, that means they've actually switched off.
Agree.
Want to be hearing things from your customers. And I think you're right, Charles. There should be a huge move to proper sentiment analysis, which does actually link it in some way to the monetary value of it. Because as you say, companies also need to consider their coffers.
Yes, absolutely. It is a balancing act at the moment. But those companies which are able to manage that balance, I think, will become the main brands of the future. And I'll come back to that point. They will be the main loved brands. We go back 30, 40, 50 years, you know, and you talk to people who are of our parents and earlier, Marks & Spencer's was a loved brand. People always went to Marks & Spencer's, had very few complaints about it, and the company did extremely well for many decades. It doesn't do so well these days. Similarly for John Lewis's. These are the organisations that, in most instances of their history, didn't actually advertise. They didn't need to advertise. People knew who they were, and they even knew that John Lewis's wouldn't be open on a Monday. So it tells you that you don't have to constantly bang the communications drum in an overt sales way.
Yes, it really is a brave new world that we're in. And I think the fallout of the pandemic is we're still groping our way through how that's going to affect us all, long-term businesses and consumers.
Yes, I quite agree. And I think experimentation is a wonderful thing. Now's the time to try. Thank you very much for everyone for listening. And thank you, Kieran, for taking part. We look forward to talking to you next time.
Pleasure.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.